6:23, good morning. It is Rob and Terry and Bob at 97.3 White Ribbon Day.
Yes, and we are all wearing our white ribbons. After 8 o'clock, we're going to hear from a man who was involved with domestic violence. He was the perpetrator and his marriage has survived. But the statistics for domestic violence in this country are appalling. This is what Nicole from Sister Sister told us.
One out of three Australian women are currently or will be affected by domestic or family violence. To give you an example, on the Gold Coast, for example, we have the highest number of AVOs that are issued in Queensland.
That's actually in Australia. The Gold Coast has the highest number. Anyway, Danielle Miller is an educator and author, and she has got a great program that she started in Sydney, and she joins us. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, good, thank you. Now, tell us, you are running programs for young men about domestic violence. What are you doing?
Look, I volunteered to join the board of a women's refuge in my local area, and it became apparent to me immediately that one of the things we needed to do to ensure that eventually we would be put out of business would be to work with young boys and to really help eliminate the causes of domestic violence. So we've done a fairly unique thing. We've partnered up our women's refuge with the local boys' school, a local boys' college, and the young men themselves are becoming really involved and have adopted this refuge, if you like. And so they're putting together little welcome packs for the women so that when they arrive, they feel sort of cherished, and they're working on anti-domestic violence campaigns. They're marching on White Ribbon Day, and they're really being educated about gender discrimination and sexism, which are the root causes of domestic violence. So the refuge that I'm working with is called The Sanctuary here in the hills. Really, we're trying to look at innovative approaches to this problem, because it is a complex problem, and we know that part of the solution is going to lie in early education and early intervention.
Okay, that's in Sydney. What about the rest of the country?
I know. Let's hope that they can all follow suit. And we're really keen to share our experiences and our journey here, because I've got to say, been an educator for 20-odd years, this has been one of the easiest things I've ever had to put together. I mean, the school just jumped at the opportunity to partner with this refuge. The boys have embraced this. The community has got so behind this. I've been overwhelmed. I mean, I'd love to say this has been a real challenge and I've been, you know, wonderful pulling this off, but it has been a breeze. And people are picking up and running with it, and it's taking on a life of its own. So already the English teachers at Oak Hill College are thinking about how can they embed domestic violence in their curriculum? How can they incorporate more texts that talk about these issues? How can they deconstruct, you know, the language of gender bias? I mean, it's just phenomenal. It blows me away how much people have gravitated to this, because I think collectively we all feel a bit powerless. We all feel that the current situation isn't okay, but we don't know what to do. Given an opportunity, we want to do something and we want to do more.
It ticks so many boxes. It really does. And if it's going to work and it makes not only the women feel like they're valued within the community, but that young men are understanding the kind of implications of domestic violence,
yes,
then, you know, then that's a generational thing, and fingers crossed it can change the statistics in Australia. Well done.
Thank you so much. As I said, it's been just a wonderful opportunity to give young men a voice, I think, that they really want to have in this debate, that they really do want to step up and be powerful young men who can show that it's not okay the way things are at the moment, and that they want things to be different too.
You want a weekend in Brisbane? You can stay at my place to talk to one of our schools.
Is such a critical thing, isn't it? We can't forget this part of the equation. Absolutely, we need to provide safe beds, and we need to look at how we can re-educate perpetrators, but we need to look at prevention and early intervention. This stuff's critical.
Well, good luck and thank you.
Thank you.
And we will be looking at prevention and early intervention, as Rob says, after 8 o'clock. Matt, who is a White Ribbon ambassador, talking about a perpetrator himself is working with other men to stop the cycle.
White Ribbon Day with 6:27 at 97.3. Man's under police guard in hospital following that dramatic car chase on the Gold Coast yesterday.
The school he slept through.
That's the one.
Pretty much.
Two car nose to tail at Underwood northbound on the M1. 97.3 traffic coming up.
97.3 with Louise, and your chance to share in thousands in cash as we play 97.3's $100,000 temptation.